Much have called on the organisers of Formula One to think very carefully about staging the Grand Prix in Bahrain, a country which they say is in crisis. A crackdown against protesters from the country's majority Shia Muslim community is continuing, yet the prestigious motor race is scheduled to head to Bahrain in less than 2 weeks' time. Our reporter John McManus gave me more details.
You've probably seen what's been going on in Bahrain over the past year. There have been a number of protests by the majority population in the country. Now, Bahrain is a tiny island. There's only about 800,000 people on the island, but it's split between two different Muslim communities, the Shia and the Sunni. Now, the Sunni are the minority, but they tend to have most of the government and military posts in the country. The other community there, the Shia Muslims, who are the majority, say they've been discriminated over the years. They say that they've suffered, they've not had proper employment opportunities. Last year, this all came to a head. There were several uprisings, and you probably remember the pictures from the BBC at the time, which show protesters occupying the Pearl Roundabout in the capital, Manama. Now, that uprising was very violently put down by the security forces, aided by Saudi forces as well. And these protests have simply continued. Although they're not as big as they were last year, there are acts of protest every day across the island. And the Shia Muslims say that they are going to continue. Now, against this backdrop, F1 is coming to Bahrain in about a week and a half, just under 2 weeks, I think. And the Shia Muslims are saying, well, look, this is going to be a problem because it will give a sense of normalcy in a country where normalcy does not currently exist.
Did the king not initiate some reforms, maybe in an attempt to defuse some of these protests?
Yes, King Hamad Al Khalifa did institute a commission to look at reforms within the country after the protests. Those reforms, were published a few months ago. But critics, such as Human Rights Watch, who've been monitoring the situation, say that a lot of the reforms simply haven't been put into practice. Not very much have changed. So Human Rights Watch say, well, look, they're not calling on the F1 to abandon Bahrain, but they are saying that they should think very carefully. And they also say that some of the teams taking part are worried about what's going to happen as well. For example, will security be adequate? Will there be protests? Will the event itself be disrupted by protesters? So they're very worried about those kind of things, but they're also worried about the fact that if F1 does go to Bahrain, then it will give some kind of legitimacy in their eyes to the state of play in the country at the moment.
Yeah, Human Rights Watch saying that they're also seeing in the last couple of weeks this spike in confrontations and clashes with what they call deadly results. What are the government saying to their accusations?
Well, the government says that they are actually defending the country against external threat.